It's Press Watch, and I'm here to report a victory for the people. Oh yeah, the cannons of victory. Capitalism shall be defeated. It's going down. And I'm going to give you information on how to destroy capitalism yourself. Because capitalism's coming to get you. I think I hear the glorious ending coming up. Ah, there it is. Oh, you're going to like this. But first we're going to go to the underwriting.
This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. And you are listening to KBOO in Portland, and the program is Press Watch.
All right, then. This is Press Watch. It's 903. And thank you very much, Kate. I was having the 1812 Overture played because this program is about how you can have a victory against that most dreaded capitalist institution that's going after so many of us in this area. And I refer to credit card collecting bottom feeders. So I'm going to give you a little teaser here because we're raising money for KBOO, but I'll let you know what we're going to be getting into, and you're going to need to get a pencil or a pen or a computer device, and you're going to want to put this information down. The information is going to be about Equitable Ascent Financial LLC versus Teresa Mitchell, Multnomah County Court Case Number 10040405, a real case. The outcome of this case was plaintiff requested dismissal, or in other words, they gave up. Like a lot of lapsed debtors, I feared I might not qualify under the new bankruptcy laws, and I knew I didn't have money up front for a bankruptcy lawyer, so when Equitable Ascent sued me, I filed the papers and went right in on it. So we'll be getting to that. But as I say, this is KBOO Portland, and we are raising money from our audiences so that, from you, so that we can continue to do this sort of very useful broadcasting. First, I want to give some headlines. This from Radio Havana, Cuba, Dateline Baghdad. A human rights group has revealed that an elite Iraqi counterterrorism force is operating a secret prison in Baghdad and torturing detainees at another. According to Human Rights Watch, the U.S.-supported, supplied, and monitored Iraqi government has transferred more than 280 prisoners to a secret site at Camp Justice, an Iraqi U.S. military base in northwest Baghdad. The transfer took place just days before an international inspection team arrived to examine conditions at the previous location, the prisoner's previous location at Camp Honor in the Green Zone, where reports of torture have surfaced. Approximately 80 of the 280 prisoners held at the secret location in Baghdad have no access to attorneys or their families. Prison inspectors are reportedly not permitted to conduct visits to the facility. Human Rights Watch has urged the Iraqi government to close the facilities or move them under the control of the justice system, which would open the prisons for visits and inspections. So that's the latest on torture from Radio Havana, Cuba. And now we are joined by Pledge Central. Membership Central and Liz is here to tell you how you can join KBOO, and I certainly hope that you will do so. And as I was saying, we will shortly get to the information on how to beat bottom feeder collectors. Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. It's great to be here with all of you at KABU, all of you listening. And the first thing we want you to do is pick up that phone and call 503-232-8818. Outside of Portland, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-500 5266, or if you're listening to us online anywhere on planet Earth, you can become a member online by going to kboo.fm and clicking on the little tip jar in the upper right-hand corner. It's that easy. You know, the information that we've been getting this week on the news, particularly what's been happening in Egypt, what Teresa's talking about with credit card debt and with credit card oppression, you know, this is not the kind of stuff that you're going to hear in any depth anywhere else on your dial. We know that you value this kind of news programming and public affairs programming. And if you value it, you need to help support it and keep it on the air by, again, calling 503-232-8818. 80% of our financial support comes directly from individual members just like you. 20% is from other local sources like local businesses through underwriting. We receive no corporate support and no government support. It all happens with you. So if you're thinking, well, my $20 or my $60 or my $120 doesn't really make that much of a difference in the long run, actually, it really, really does. Right now, we're up to $36,000 in this membership drive. We're aiming for $50,000, and we're going
to
end
like
this
Liz.
Drive on Saturday the 5th. So we need to raise $14,000 between now and then. If
we
that
can
sounds
so
like,
do that.
We can
I'm
totally
so excited.
Do that.
Liz, I really want to ask people now. I want to ask you. I'm sorry. Your name is not people. I want to ask you to please just get ready to dial. Just decide that you're going to spend $10 a month so that this non-corporate filtered information can come out. You know, in the case of my show, it's frankly anti-corporate, but that's not the thrust of most programming on KBOO. It's just my special little show. And, you know, I suppose some other shows would probably say, hey, me too. But I get to do that sort of broadcasting here, and I certainly can't do it elsewhere. And I think particularly today, this is going to be very useful, very interesting, vital information for a lot of people who are about to be sunk by corporations like this Equitable Finance that I'm going to tell you about shortly. You may have received a letter from Equitable Finance. They are currently vampirizing this area. But if you will please take 3 minutes of your time, call 503-232-8818. That's the number. Want 3 minutes of your time? Want 10 bucks a month. 503-232-8818. We'll give you a lovely mug, T-shirt, or book for that, or a combination, depending on how much you would like to pledge. Right, Liz?
Right, exactly. And there's lots of different ways to do that. If $120 up front seems like a lot, as Teresa mentioned, you can do that for just $10 a month. You could pledge $5 a month for a $60 a year membership. You could pledge $625 a month for $75, and it goes on and on. We can take care of this by doing an electronic funds transfer from your checking account. This is a totally safe, totally secure way to do it. We don't have to send you a bill. You don't have to think about it. It just happens every month automatically. It's really easy, convenient way for you to support your local community radio station. Give us a call, 503-232-8818, outside of Portland, 1-877-500-5266.
Hey, Liz, you know that electronic funds transfer, this is Ani, by the way, that electronic funds transfer to me is the easiest way to give. I give an hour's wage a month, and I suggest other people try the same thing out. And that way you can, you know, as you're going through your work, as you're going through your month, you can think about it, and you know that 1 hour of your work is going directly to support your community through your community radio station, broadcasting news and opinions and progressive analysis, as well as music that inspires all day long, every day, going for the good of your community. So give us a call right now. Maybe an hour's wage a month is something that you can do. Maybe you'd want to give a one-time gift of $40, $60, $100. However you can make it work, give us a call at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Right now, please, 503-232-8818. Become a member. And now I think we'll return to the meat of the show, to the tofu, as Andy says. Let's talk about bottom feeder collectors. Now, let me set the groundwork here. First, I can do that with, I would like to do one more brief news item. After being shut out of the president's cabinet meeting on Tuesday, the White House Correspondents Association is appealing to the White House to give the press corps access to an event that's been called one of the president's most important foreign policy priorities for almost a year, the signing of the START Treaty. And You can find that information on MediaBistro.com. It's concerning because treatment of journalism is getting worse and worse, and corporate so-called news gets worse and worse thereby, although that's not the driver. Anyway, I was talking about bottom feeders. Now, like a lot of you, I had two credit cards in 07, and I used them for this and that, but in 07, I didn't work, and I was quite sick. I was out for, about 9 months. And so during that time and after that time, I used my credit cards a lot just to try to sop up the expenses that are normally associated with life, to pay utilities, to buy groceries, all sorts of things, because I was desperate and didn't know what I was going to do, didn't know whether I was going to get my job back, didn't know if I would ever recover, actually. I thought I was just, too far gone down the path of panic disorder is what it was, and didn't know if I was going to work again or whether I was going to have to go on Social Security or some such thing. And so in 08 and 09, I was way, way behind on those credit cards, and I was paying more than $400 a month out of my wages to basically pay the interest. Now, a lot of you are in that box or have been in that box. And I decided that I was not going to participate anymore, that I was frankly just going to go to war with the banks and their usurious rates. And I stopped paying those cards. And so the old paradigm, and I wasn't thinking that it was the old rules. I knew that I would have to engage in a different sort of fight. But under the old rules, you could, if you stopped paying, then you would get some phone calls from the people who owned the credit card debt. And if they charged you off, then that was such a sting to your credit that you could just, pretty much forget operating in the credit system. You wouldn't be able to so much as rent a hotel room after a charge-off, which is what the banks call a complete failure to pay. The information would follow you around for 7 years or so. You would be able to buy a car only at those predator lots where they put up a sign saying, buy here, pay here, the lots where the repo man has the extra keys and swipes your car in the night if you miss the Friday payment by 10 minutes. There would be no chance of buying a house. And it would increase your expenses everywhere as you had to put down deposits to get what you were previously able to get using your credit card. And, and there's a certain amount of shame associated with it, isn't it? And also, you could file bankruptcy in the old system, the pre-Bush system. It's a lot harder now. You can't do that. There are many unpaid defaults under the old system, but it worked out very profitably for the banks. In the aggregate, they made plenty of money. But this is no longer the case, as the banks receive trillions in bailouts and secret loans to reward them for their catastrophic failure in 08. As the bankster stockbrokers wallow in tax-supported multi-million-dollar bonuses, the dogs have been set loose on you and I. These jackals are called bottom feeders. Meanwhile, the banksters continue to rack up multi-trillion-dollar unstable debts as they literally gamble on whether credit cards will be paid. These gambling casinos are called banks, and the gambling is called asset-backed securities. Now, I have this information. It will be shortly up on the website. I used a Wikipedia entry for asset-backed securities. You can definitely find that at Wikipedia. Here's how the new paradigm works. Bottom feeders now buy your debt information, and they seek garnishment of your wages. That's what works for them. Each judgment of your old debt creates a new credit strike against your record. Things get that much worse. Start all over again. Whatever you regained, after that old debt is reset, as if the same debt had happened again. And this can mean an old unpaid electricity bill from when you left college can come after you. Since the bottom feeders only buy information, it's possible, as it often happens, that more than one bottom feeder will go after you for the same debt. They file against you in court, freaking you out, opening up their gravy train wage garnishment, in which your employer is required by law to hand over a quarter of your earnings every payday until their bloated debt plus fees are paid off. But since the banks were gambling with credit default swaps, just as they were with mortgages, the original note that you signed is gone. And furthermore, just as in the case of collateralized mortgage gambling, the chain of title to the debt is broken. And this is very, very important, because when I was contacted by the lawyers representing Equitable Assent, they tried to give me the impression that the only thing they needed to establish is whether I was, in fact, Teresa Mitchell, and whether I was, in fact, the person who owed those debts. And they try to make that you know, very high pressure. They called me up, for example, and they said, is your social security number, does your social security number end in blah, 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 blah? And I wouldn't answer. I'd say, are you a credit card information thief? Which would make them mad. I would never really talk to them. And I think you shouldn't. And what follows is not going to be legal advice, but it is going to be how I defeated them. This goes back to the fact that there's been so much gambling. And you may recall that I just mentioned that you can be sometimes gone after, so to speak. You can be approached by bottom feeders for the same debt. How can that happen? The reason it can happen is that they don't have clear title to the debt. They just bought information. In a sense, they're just a shade away from identity thieves. In a sense, they are identity thieves. Now, Equitable Ascent Financial LLC versus Teresa Mitchell didn't work out well for them. They filed to dismiss their own case. And the reason is because, you know, they tried the usual with me. They sent me court papers saying, you know, is this you? Is this in fact you? Was this your signature here and there? Do you pay debts? Do you owe blah, blah, blah? All these things to go to the court, which I answered with a non-answer. You should not answer a thing. This is not legal advice. Consult a lawyer. When you get those things, you should just give evasive answers. Respectful-looking, sort of lawyerly evasive answers, and complain that the question is incomplete, and send the whole lot of 20 or 40 questions back in proper court papers, which you can produce by looking at their proper court papers and creating your own. Send it back to the court, and this is what I did. And so then the whole thing advanced to automatic arbitration. And automatic arbitration is a wonderful thing for bottom feeders because basically there's a $500 bar. They pay the $500. They get to talk to the arbitrator. If you don't pay the $500, that means you don't show. And the idea is between you and the arbitrator, who, by the way, is not your friend, you're going to decide how much money you're going to pay. But I filed papers and got ready, and I filed a waiver to go to arbitration so that it was actually going to happen. And when they saw that I was actually going to show up at arbitration and I was ready to show up in court with the papers that I had made saying, you do not have the original note, produce the note. You do not have an assignment of debt, produce the assignment, they gave up. Why? Because the bottom feeders do not own your debt. Do not pay them. They do not own your debt. You don't owe them. That's my advice. And now I'm joined once again by Membership Central. And we need to raise some money here at KBOO. And once again, as I was saying before, and I will have information, more information on how this is done and how this comes out right after our membership break. But right now, it's time for you to call in. I did not hear the phones ringing, which doesn't mean they didn't ring during the program, but I need for you to call in right now. This is the last break for this show on this pledge drive. If you support Press Watch, if you need this sort of information, if you need to know if someone you know needs to know how to bust a bottom feeder and how to keep your money and not give away thousands and thousands of dollars in garnishments, you need to stay tuned and you need to support this station. I want to give this information summarized once again, and I think once you hear it, you'll understand how important the implications are here. I have been sued by a credit card bottom feeder, someone who bought the information. Let's see. It was part of the train of information was part of the information was that it was owned by Washington Mutual, and that was Washington Mutual, as you know, collapsed. That was bought by Chase Bank. The amount was $6,800, and Equitable Ascent then bought the information. This is what they do, and all over this area there are Equitable Ascent letters trying to dun people for money. And what I'm saying is, don't pay them. They don't own the debt. You don't owe money to them. You're thinking, and they want you to think, that, oh, now I've got to pay the piper. I didn't pay the credit card. I didn't pay that old utility bill. And now Equitable Ascent is here collecting. They want you to think that they're representing. And I believe they will even say that they are representing the original debtor so that you'll feel that you are somehow paying back the original debtor. Well, you're not. It's a scam. It's a very legal scam. It works on intimidation. As soon as they can take you into court and get a judgment against you, get you to agree that, yes, you are the person and that, yes, this is your debt, you're also accepting by implication that they own the debt. Well, they don't. Don't pay. And when they take you to court, answer, this is not legal advice. I am not a lawyer. Consult a lawyer. When they take you to court, answer them. Be clever. Copy the form of the court papers. Find out from people how to find out from online how to answer respectfully to the court and cogently. Admit nothing. And this is what I did. And they sent me all these questions, you know, intended to make me feel guilty and try to get me to admit that this was my debt to them. I mean, and the last part of that sentence was never available. My debt is as far as they wanted me to think, because they didn't want me to realize that I was getting ready to pay someone who doesn't owe the debt. When someone buys that little bit of information from a debt that is long gone, the chain of ownership is gone because of collateralized debt obligations and speculations in the banking industry that have caused those trillion-dollar 08 collapses, that's your money, not theirs. Sorry, you've already paid for it with a collapse of your credit. Don't pay Equitable Assent Financial. And I would like you to support this sort of, and this is very important information for you, obviously. I know a lot of you listening to me right now have gotten those Dunn letters. Well, if 100 people in this area countered the lawsuits instead of meekly allowing their garnishments to be taken away, it could well destroy the industry. And frankly, that's what I would like to do. Destroy the bottom feeder industry. Now, I want you to call. I have no time left. Thanks, and stay tuned for more of the Incomparable Radio Zine on KBOO Portland.